to get into that. And you of course, developed an airplane called the Torp, which is the why in the world would you do something like that category of aircraft? And speaking of why in the world would you do this category of aircraft, is Peter here and Sam. How many of you have seen Peter's YouTube videos? I mean, they're nuts, right? I mean, like, what over, I'm looking here at the counter. 30 million views, over 500,000 subscribers to this. And this is a model of Peter's airplane that he brought here to Oshkosh that's parked down there in ultralights.
Yep. I'm very glad to be here. I actually got invited by Kyle to come to the EAA. And I've been coming here for a few years on and off.
Sure.
And this is the first time I've actually brought anything and stayed the entire duration of the event.
I've been backstage with him for a few minutes, he and his father, and I can attest that the man is not insane. He's very sane. He's an engineer type. Yeah, you try to hide it, but you're doing a good job. I mean, this thing's built out of foam, but how dissimilar is this from the real thing?
Well, the funny thing is this is not the actual aircraft. Basically, this is a rebuild. I rebuilt this the day before I came up here so I could show, you know, that it is a model that made that other airplane. The first one had paper on the wings because I basically just made the airfoil because I was going to roll the foam over the airfoil shape and then get that, but I ended up changing the hot wire because I couldn't calculator figure out a supplier to manufacture the foam and do that for me. So this is the actual way. It's pretty similar to, but not entirely.
And Sam apparently took the hotel hairdryer apart last night because
check that
this
out.
Thing's hanging up. What in the world is that? Is that a...
This is a brushless motor.
Really?
Yeah. The Sunny Sky manufactures this, and I'm just showing this off because this is the next upgrade for either this airplane or the other aircraft I'm currently working on. So this produces a lot more power than the current existing setup, and this should be a little more reliable and safe.
That thing is a monster, isn't
it? Yeah, it's pretty crazy looking.
So what are you thinking when Sam looks at you and he says, okay, we're going to go live on the internet, on the webs.
He's like, there goes my
best
friend.
I don't even know what that's... Yeah, and you're like, this is my best friend in this thing made out of foam we built in our mother's basement, and now we're gonna go fly it.
Yep.
And does he ever look at you like, you want to go for a Frosty instead before we do this, or...
Hey, I just
got to
pay the bills somehow, and people tune in for this because, like, oh, there's no way this is going to work. I got to watch this, and it's got to be live. So I was like, I know it's going to work. I have a friend who's, I don't think he was the NTSB crash investigator, but he was the guy that does some Air Force stuff when someone crashes an airplane. I let him come out and look at it, and I've let my other aviation friends come out and look at it, and it's pretty okay. So.
And do you have any formal flight training?
I do have my private pilot's license. But,
well, that's good.
Yeah, I just got 50 hours in a Cessna, and I never flew again.
Well, there you go. And now you're flying this thing. What do you call this thing, by the way?
Probably the Sky Pupper, like puppy, Pupper. And then like ER, like as in dog. It's like the internet term of saying puppy.
Dick's sitting down there thinking, God, all that money I wasted on aluminum, I could have built it out of insulation. It's the RV Foamy series, available at Home Depot, coming out next month. And Dick, what do you think of these kids doing all this fun stuff? I mean... This has to be, in some way, shape, or form, much like I could imagine Paul Poberesny and Whitman and all of you guys gathered some 60 years ago thinking about. I mean, this is the future. A guy rides around in this thing. I mean, how dissimilar is it from what you guys were doing back in the day?
Quite dissimilar. I toyed with ideas like this in early 1960s, before Burt Rutan started using foam, etc. But really wasn't capable of doing stress analysis on it. So when I started building airplanes, used materials that were known and predictable, I guess. So not very exciting, but... basically, had entertained such ideas. I really got started in fiberglass before I was, but not making airplanes out of
it. Sure.
Because it wasn't really recognized as a legitimate aircraft structure at the time, other than what the Germans were doing in some of the early fiberglass sailplanes. But as a predictable, marketable commodity, was very more conservative and built airplanes out of, well, primarily aluminum. And
because they're airplanes, right? Like my dad would say, fiberglass is for boats.
So, let's just put it this way. It worked for me.
I like it. Elliot, you and I are I feel like you've been on my show a bunch, and I appreciate everything you've done. They almost celebrate it in a way that is so unique on their channel. When they have an accident with a model, not with you in it, you know, it's something to learn from. But in the world that you play in, Elliot, how do you, as a test pilot, handle failure? And how do you deal with it? And I'm not talking risk. I'm just talking failure in general. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I think... I think that's kind of the magic in it. Ideally, you set up a scenario where you're biting off risk at a small enough chunk that you can recover from it, and it's not fatal to the program, let alone to anybody involved in the airplane itself. But obviously, I mean, it's the game we're playing with. There's this sort of surreal deal. Once we talked about the twerp, once you've sort of been on both sides of it, and you're standing there with typically an owner or whoever's blood, sweat, and tears are about to have this magical moment. And there's so much enthusiasm on the ground. It's important to understand that it's not all fun and games, that there's something that tempers that, right? And it's that knowledge, I think, that allows us to bring, as a test team, some maturity to it. But failure, I mean, you have to live with it, and that's... That's part of it. The gains come from the risk, and the risk comes with that. So, I don't know.
Well, it's well said. We have some video clips to watch to sort of embellish a little bit and bring forward what these guys are doing. And I want to show one. Let's see Peter's, because this is going to bring things up, and then we're going to get into some meat and potatoes with Elliot's stuff. Peter, what are we going to see here?
Roll the clip.
Yeah, roll the clip.
It's basically, it's the final video.
Here we are, right here. This is it. This is Peter's airplane. And what are you doing right now? You've already shopped.
Yep.
At where do you shop usually? Where do you buy this stuff?
Pretty much Lowe's. You just go
Lowe's. There you go. Do they ever see you coming in and they're like, oh, God.
One guy's asking, what do you do with all this stuff?
Yeah, here's the guy.
I'm making an airplane.
He's building houses with it. This is the wing. And look at that. It's like a rotisserie there that you rotating it over. And this for you is derived really from the model world. I mean, this is what made you make the leap, and it was just a seamless transition. I mean, there's a servo.
Because it's a low performance airplane, just very simple flight characteristics and a simple design goal. It's not really designed to go anywhere at Mach 5. It's just designed to just hop off the ground and just experience flight.
And what are you using there? Is that wallpaper or what is that?
That's fiberglass cloth.
It's fiberglass
0.75 ounce cloth. I picked it up from my no idea where.
So just like a sheeting with epoxy over the top, and
yeah,
there you go.
Slap some epoxy on it, and then you're done.
Gosh, if the Wright brothers could see this, Orville and Wilbur, they'd feel right at home in your workshop.
I guess I'm from Dayton, so I guess it makes
sense. I mean, that's the cool thing, right? Look at that. There it is. The pupper? You got to come up with a cooler name than that. I mean, come on.
Actually, if you watch the series, you'll see my dog grow up. I got a puppy that was like this big when I got this airplane, and by the time he was done, the dog was like this big.
And there it is. Now, what is going through your mind right here in this port?
I just get it and fly it around and land it.
You know, as you do when you're Peter. Look at that thing. How fast are you going right there? Because it's really moving.
I never even bothered looking at the airspeed indicator. I was just too busy flying it. Just
seat of your pants.
Yep. Eventually I look over and it's like, oh, we're doing about 35.
Elliot, what do you think when you see this?
So, I think, what was it, 2 years ago you put that video up where it looks like you're on a sled.
Yeah.
And your feet were on the front and it looked like you flew.
Yeah.
And I swear, I sent it to my wife, I sent it to all my buddies. I was like, finally Peter made the jump. And to see you progress from that moment, which I think was simulated, right?
It was simulated. Fly, it was a pair of pants.
To see it for real with this was phenomenal. Absolutely inspiring. Some of the best content I've seen on the internet, let alone, you know, EAA stuff. Fantastic.
And it's multi-engine, which is just incredible.
I don't have a multi-engine rating.
Well, it's an ultra one.
It doesn't matter.
Said, it's from Lowe's. I mean, what do you expect? Like, you know, the FAA's going to show up and they're going to be like, "What is this thing?" That is so cool. Am I wrong, folks? I mean, this is what EAA is all about, and here we are celebrating this tonight. Now, this is the part I have to confess. When I saw it, that I thought, you know, is it going to make it? And Sam said...
You should have listened to his commentary on the camera.
Well, I heard it. Yeah, I heard it. You're going, is it going to make it? And this is the golden hour. We can all relate to it. But watch as he comes in here. on this turn, and you're thinking, is the thing going to fall out of the sky? But it doesn't. You don't even run out of battery. I mean, it's...
I'm thinking about it. The only thing I'm thinking about is losing an engine 24-7. If I pop one of these motors, I'm just going to shove that stick down, maintain airspeed, just plow it into the ground. Just been flared last second, obviously, but that's about it.
It's not like the Star Wars ship that you guys made.
The batteries fell out of that thing in flight.
Wow. Look at this thing, though. Wow. What an amazing video, and what an amazing team. You and Sam. Sam doesn't speak. He's actually mute. But he's killing it on Tinder and on YouTube on his own channel. And we're glad he's here. The only time I've heard this man speak is on the video. Just what are you thinking about, Sam, when you see your best friend here do this?
I don't have a mic, but I was pretty scared at you.
Pretty scared?
Yeah. The uncut clip, I think I'm freaking out the whole time, saying, oh my god, he's gonna crash, he's gonna hit that building. But he was fine. It was pretty solid up in the air.
Trust me, I'm a pilot. I never make a mistake. Even though I'm a low-time pilot.
I think it's great.